Welcome to the Global Business Women's Pod, hosted by the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce. I am Susan Dyson and extremely excited to be your podcast host. In my day job, I am proud to be the CEO, president, and founder of the Chamber. Every Thursday at 6 p.m., we will bring you inspiring stories of women who are leading in the advancement of women and girls. We will take you with us to our premier events. You will meet entrepreneurs, executives, and philanthropists who will empower and inspire you to succeed. So please mark your calendars and join us for the Empowering Global Business Women's Pod, Thursday at 6 p.m.
We are so excited to be here to interview Casey Curry. I mean, what a legend she is already at such a young age. And I know, Casey, there have been many, many mentors in your life. And I know I've heard about some of them, but I know there's some we probably don't know about. And also anyone that has really sponsored you, you know, too, as well. I know we talk about mentorship, but I know sponsorship is just as important. And also would love to hear a little bit more about your mom and dad and their influence on you and your career.
Yeah, so I've had a lot of mentors in my life. I've been really the beneficiary of not just women who have mentored me, but men too. And in many ways, that really did start when I was growing up. My parents were always super encouraging, led me to believe that there was really nothing that I couldn't accomplish, that I couldn't do. They set really high expectations of me that have carried me forth and allowed me to kind of keep those same super high expectations of myself as I've continued to move forward. I grew up as a military kid, and just seeing the dedication of my parents to service for our country really inspired and kind of shaped my own life as I moved forward. My mom was a school teacher. My dad was enlisted in the military when he was young and spent his whole career really in the military. And that very much instilled in me a want to give back to people, really honor our country in a lot of ways. I'm a very patriotic person, and that has definitely shaped who I am today. But even as an adult, I think about some of my first jobs at my first career, where I started off as a television meteorologist. One of my very first mentors, Nolene McGrath, is still one of my very best girlfriends now, but she was really the person who took me under her wing from the first day that I walked into that TV station, you know, and invited me to like sleep on her couch instead of staying in a motel room all by myself as a new person in Abilene, Texas. So I think back to those days about people like Nolene that could have been not as nice as they were and not as giving of themselves. And I think about people just like her all throughout my career that have been those people for me that at any point could have been selfish with their time and their knowledge and really never were. And a big pivotal move for me was when I left television news and decided to come out into what I call like the private sector. And I moved out into the corporate world, and Roseanne Rogers, who was on television for many years before even I got to Houston, and she had made that transition herself. And even though she and I were not great friends, like personal friends, she just always made herself available to me for advice and counsel. And she really was one of the pivotal people to help me get my job at Alliant Group.
Amazing. Well, I've learned something new too about you. So that's wonderful. And I know you are so confident and secure about who you are, but is there anything, you know, looking back, said, gosh, I wish I'd have done this differently?
So there's nothing I would have done differently. I really am a believer that everything that you do is for a reason, and the mistakes that you make and the lessons that you learn, if you don't learn them then, you're going to bound to learn them down the line if you don't just kind of take advantage of those mistakes then. But the thing that I really do wish that I had done a better job of is enjoying the moment. I was always very future focused. What's next? What's my next goal? What television market am I going to be in next? What job am I going to have next? Next, next, next. That I often did not take the time to enjoy what was so amazing about what was happening right then. So that is the one thing that I would really go back and change. And it's the one thing that I think I really try to focus hard on now, especially now that I have a daughter and a family, and it isn't just about my career. I'm trying really hard to stay in the moment and enjoy all the great things that are happening for me.
I haven't had the pleasure of meeting your daughter yet, but I would love to hear some of the advice that you have given her over the years and advice she's probably giving you. I think I know with my grandchildren, I can't believe what they already know, you know, at such a young age. But could you share a few things on both sides?
Yeah. So my little girl, Winnie, is 8. And she is by far my favorite person. I tell her this all the time. She's my favorite person. And I often think about the example that I want to set for her. I want to set the example that she can be anything she wants to be, but she doesn't have to be someone else to do that. She can be herself and whatever that looks like. And I think for kids nowadays, that's very different even than it was when I was a little girl. There's just so much more open to them. They can express themselves in different ways. They don't have to confine themselves into a gender box. There's just so much more out there for them. The other thing that I really hope that I share with her is that other people can be her source of strength and inspiration, advice and counsel, because those are what my girlfriends are for me. And I love now that she actually has this group of girlfriends, even at 8, that are there for each other. And now at 8, it's very different, of course, than it is when you're a grown up. But just starting that pattern of having people that you can count on and you can go to and spend time with and share knowledge with is just such an important lesson to learn at a very early age. And as far as the things that she's teaching me, it really does go back to that idea that living in the moment is so important. And I think many children are really good at that. And that's something that I definitely learned from Winnie every day.
No, I can attest to your volunteer skills. I mean, every organization is truly blessed if they find you on the volunteer list. I mean, you've been amazing serving on our board in the Steamtown USA, but share why you believe it's so important to volunteer in the community and how has it really helped you in your personal life and in your career?
So I think that giving back is so important for lots of reasons. For one, all of us who have blessings in our life, I believe, have a duty to give back to others. And for different people, that means different things. And even in my own life, at different times in my life, it has meant different things. I think about difficult times in my life where, you know, it would have been very easy to kind of wallow in bad things that were happening to me personally. And instead, I had volunteerism as an outlet because, you know, when you're giving back to others and caring for others, there's not a whole lot of room to feel sorry for yourself. So even just that personal space, I've always loved. But it's also a really wonderful way to immerse yourself in a community. As someone who grew up all over the world and continued to move throughout my adult life as different jobs and television took me all over the country, it's a great way to get yourself into a community, learn about the people and the place where you are, and help find a community for yourself, even if you're brand new someplace. So it's really super beneficial, I think. But then I also think about what you get from giving back to others. And STEM in science, technology, engineering, and math education is so personal for me. As a meteorologist, a young woman in a man's world, very much so in television news, you know, I was often the only woman in the newsroom on the weather team. And it's always been important to me to try to inspire young girls, and not just even young girls, but other people who don't see themselves represented in STEM, to really pursue those careers. And now that I'm a grown adult, I'm even out of TV news, but now working for Alliant Group and I get to continue that STEM mission, it's so impactful for me. It really does feed my soul. It's what gets me up every day to know that I can have an impact on someone else out there who might be able to see their future different than maybe what they imagine it today. So it's so gratifying to know that through my efforts in volunteering and giving back, that I'm able to have a really tangible impact on someone else's life.
So let's imagine that you're writing your memoirs. And so your editor says, Casey, you know, start with your accomplishments. Start with what you're most proud of. What would those accomplishments be?
I think the thing that I'm most recently super proud of is that transition that I've made from one career that it was in television news as a broadcast meteorologist to now a job and a new career at Alliant Group that is in strategic communications and philanthropy, and being able to make that transition, I'm really proud of, because it was hard. It was hard for people to see me as something other than what I had been doing, someone who forecasted the weather for so many years. So I am very proud of that. And I think back along different parts of my career, there have been little steps like that, you know, throughout it, you know, even just, I think back to getting out of college and getting my first job in television. So many of my friends didn't and ended up taking jobs in places they didn't want to, you know, PR firms and private companies. Not that there's anything wrong with that at all, but it wasn't the dream that we all had in college. And so to be able to have a career in television that I really loved, I'm very, very proud of that. So those are kind of the two big things I would say, at least career-wise, that I'm super proud of.
You know, and you're the perfect person to give advice to someone re-entering the workplace. And I don't know if the advice you give to that person is any different than someone that's just entering for the first time. But share if you had the opportunity to advise someone that is looking at changing careers or is just retired from one career and wants to go into something else.
So I love this because this is one of my very favorite things to do. I often have people reach out to me, people that I used to work with in television, or maybe someone I worked with in a volunteer space, a friend of a friend. And now even through the Greater Houston Women Chamber of Commerce's Love What You Do mentorship program, I've had mentors that are in college who are now my mentees, and I get to share this advice with them. The number one thing I think for people is when they're looking for a new job, whether they've been out of the workforce for a little bit, or they're changing careers, or maybe they're getting their very first job, you know, leaving college, is really to think about their network. And most people, if you ask them, they say, I don't have a network. I don't have people that do what I want to be doing. But it's never true. If you walk people through it, it's never actually true. So many people are your network, but I think too many folks tend to think of just their very close friends as their network. And that's not your network. It's every person you know through volunteer work, past jobs, friends of friends, people you've met at luncheons, people from church. It's everything you can imagine. And the surprising part, I think, for most people is that most of those folks want to help you. They want to help you find a job. They want to look at your resume for you. They want to help you network even further outside of where you are. So the number one thing I think for people is to look at their big network. And it's a network that almost everybody has, but they have to think about it a little bit differently. But if you can identify this big network that I really do think most of us have, that's really going to help you either get that first job out of school, get back into the workforce, or change careers.
That's a perfect entree into the next question. So if you had the world at your feet, and you were granted a wish that you could meet anybody, sit across the table for 30 minutes with someone, who would that be?
I'm torn between two answers. The first one that jumped into my head is I would love to talk to President Zelensky right now from Ukraine. I tear up because I just, like many of us, cannot even imagine what's happening over there right now. And I would love to talk to him, not that he's got the time to talk to me right now, but here just about the struggle. And I know that, you know, he has a family of his own, and just thinking about, you know, what that means, you know, for his country. And then I tear up too, because I think the other person I would love to talk to for 30 minutes is my dad, who passed away a couple of years ago. Because even though you have all this time with someone, there are always things that you wish that you could have asked or could have learned about, or even said yourself. So I think there are a couple of people that I think would be super meaningful to me if I could have 30 minutes with them.
Really does come full circle, you know, talking about enjoying the journey, enjoying the ride of your life. Yeah. I think sometimes we're so forward looking that we don't see what's in the present. So that is great advice to end with here. And I know that, all of us think about, well, gosh, how do we want to be remembered, or what we want our legacy to be? I would love to hear what yours is. What do you want your legacy to be?
I would love to know that I had an impact on other people. I spend a lot of my time now investing in other people and I think other women particularly, I would love to know in the future that the time that I spend with them matters to them and helps them grow and reach their full potential and make all their dreams come true. I just think that would be the most amazing legacy. And of course, I mean that not just for the women that I work with, but I think about my circle of friends, you know, guys and girls. And for me, that extends to my family too. I think about my husband and my daughter and you know, the real conversations that we have is, you know, what do we want to be doing with our time? How do we want to spend our days? You know, what do we want to be doing together? What matters to us? And when I look back, you know, 10, 20, 50 years from now, I want to know that we were actively pursuing those things and that we had an impact on all that. And for myself, I want to know that I helped make that happen too for them.
And I know you mentioned your husband too as well. And I know when you're at the time when your daughter is asking about, you know, mom, what do I look for in a man or what do I look at for a partner, or if you have a friend that's dating now, what advice do you give them? And what did you look for when you met your now husband?
We were so lucky. We were introduced by mutual friends of ours. Kevin Quinn was a reporter friend of mine at Channel 13 here in Houston. And he and his wife were neighbors of my husband. And they kind of made it their mission to find him a wife. They felt like he was such a great husband potential. He should be somebody's husband. And I got the lucky card. You know, they chose me to meet him. So I think about just he's such a responsible, caring, loving person. I couldn't even imagine having kids before I met him. I mean, I was like career girl all the way, never really thought about even having children. But he really changed that for me. It was important to him. And I could see it, you know, I could vision it being with him. When I think about who you should be with, I mean, your partner in life should be someone who doesn't just love you, but wants the best for you. And I don't mean like wants the best for you, like in a, you know, greeting card way, but in a real, like wants to help you be better, conquer the world in whatever way that looks like for you and is really there to support you, whatever that looks like. And it's different for everybody. It isn't going to be the same for every person. But I think it's so important for people to choose people who are really good to them and good for them. Someone who challenges you, makes you better, and really does want the very best things for you.
Oh, that's great. Well, I hope he'll be at the conference to see you being honored.
Yeah, we're trying to work out that table right now, figure out who's going to get all those seats.
Good. Well, and I know if we could be here all day thinking about adjectives that describe Casey Curry, but if you could pick one word that really describes you the best that as a breakthrough woman, what would that one word be?
So this took a little bit of work, and I talked to a few folks, a few of my core girlfriends about this, because I had a little bit of a list when I got the question of what is the word, the one word that would describe you the best. And the word that one person said it, and we all agreed upon it, and I agreed myself, and that's passionate. If I had to choose one word to describe myself, it is passionate. I am passionate about everything. There is no in between for me. There is no middle for me. I am passionate about the work that I do. I'm passionate about the people around me. I'm passionate about living my best life. I'm passionate about helping others. There is really nothing that's an in between for me. So I'm passionate about the good. I'm passionate about the bad. You're going to hear my thoughts on it no matter what. So passionate is definitely the word that I would say describes me.
That's great. I can't think of the other adjectives. What came in second?
I chose resilient, and we decided that felt a little like sad, like something horrible had happened, and I'm like resilient, which is not really the case. I feel like there are obstacles in everyone's life, and mine is no different. You know, we've all had challenges in our life. So resilient, I think, is what I went to first. But then once passionate came up, I realized that that was really a much more appropriate answer and certainly a much happier answer.
I don't know that I've ever seen you down or unhappy or and it's great. And I think a lot of it obviously is optimism. I know you're very optimistic, but the forward thinking, that you're not thinking about the past or as much the present, you're thinking about tomorrow and how you're going to change the world. Yeah. And I have no doubt that you are going to be remembered in that way. So we thank you so much for being part of the chamber. You've just been amazing. So
thank you for watching the Global Business Women's Pod, brought to you by the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce. We cannot wait to see you next Thursday at 6 p.m. And remember, you can always find us at ghwcc.org.